This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Hockenberry. Is there a leftist political center of mass in Latin America? Let's go to Havana. Michael Voss joins us. He's the BBC Cuba correspondent. And leaders of several Latin American nations, including Cuba, Venezuela, Bolivia, and Ecuador, have gathered over the weekend for a two-day so-called summit of the Bolivarian Alliance for the Peoples of America. It's called the ALBA Alliance, or the ALBA Conference, the ALBA Summit, whatever you want to call it. Michael Voss, is it shaping up to be a significant political movement, or is it basically a celebration of the fringe in Latin America?
It's a mix of both, John. It's a highly politicized trade group backed by oil-rich Venezuelan money. It was set up 5 years ago with Cuba's then leader Fidel Castro and Chavez from Venezuela as a sort of radical alternative to U.S. free trade policies in Latin America. And from those two, it's then grown. There is a hard left core, if you like, at the moment. Cuba, Venezuela, Nicaragua, and Evo Morales in Bolivia, who was just re-elected with a sizable majority. The rest are sort of, there's another half dozen nations here, including a couple of English-speaking Caribbean islands, though none of those sent their presidents.
Uh-huh.
So there is a trade behind it, but they've come in, they have met. It was very interesting. There was a closing photo call at the end of the first day of the summit, and they all raised their hands in clenched fist salutes, the sort of, you know, the communist clenched fist salute, which I haven't seen any world leader do for many a long year.
Well, the Bolivarian Alliance doesn't refer to Bolivia as much as it refers to Simón Bolívar, of course, the revolutionary figure from Latin American history. To even evoke that term suggests that ALBA wants to incite or gain political credibility among the masses in Latin America. Any evidence they can do that? And barring that, do they have any sort of economic leverage that they can actually, compel concessions on the part of more centrist and right-wing leaders in Latin America?
I think the two sides. The Bolivarian, as you say, refers to Simón Bolívar, who was one of the great liberators of Latin America against the Spanish, of Venezuelan, but he helped liberate half a dozen countries in South America, going all the way down to Bolivia, which was named after him. And in many ways, Venezuela's president, Hugo Chavez, has this sort of vision of himself being a sort of a pan-Latin American leader, becoming the new focus against this evil empire in the north. The United States is one. And remember, Venezuela is about the fifth largest exporter of oil in the world. So, you know, they have a lot of money. This is about Venezuela using its oil money partly to help poor countries in the region. A lot of this is about providing low-cost oil at cheap interest rates paid back over a long time. Cuba is sending medical teams to around the region to the poorest countries. It's in some ways a self-help group of the poorer nations.
Interesting.
Backed by Venezuelan oil money, and other countries, you know, peasants in other countries are looking in, and it does have a resonance.
All right, Michael Voss, always great to talk to you, a BBC Cuba correspondent, reporting from Havana on the ALBA Summit of leftist nations, the so-called Bolivarian Alliance for the Peoples of America summit taking place in Havana. Thank you, Michael.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.